So it's January 2020, the end of January 2020, so the second month of the year is very nearly upon us, the day of this recording, and I'm sat next to, for episode one of the regular podcast series, of the worshipful, the Mayor of Macclesfield, Councillor Janet Jackson, MBE. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, Darren, and it's lovely to be here and speaking to your listeners.
Fantastic. So, start of a brand new year, what can we expect from Macclesfield in 2020?
Well, we've lots of plans. The Town Council has lots of plans. We're going to be going ahead further with our Britain in Bloom. We have been in Britain in Bloom now 2 years. The first year we entered, we won a silver, which was unbelievable for a first entry. And to win silver. This last year in 2019, we won the silver gilt. So in 2020, we are going for gold.
We want to win. So there's going to be lots of flowers around and lots of
colour. There's going to be lots of flowers. We're extending them further, and we're also involving volunteers. So around some of the schools are getting involved and volunteer groups, residents who want to have flowers in their street. So the council will provide the tubs and the flowers, and then it's up to the residents to then maintain them and water them. The same with hanging baskets. We are going to be getting round the businesses in the town to ask them to contribute to a hanging basket. I think it'll be £50. Then they have a complete hanging basket with flowers, and the council will maintain it for them. So look at that. You know, some lovely colour down the high streets and the retail areas, and for just that cost, a minimal cost, but it will really lift the town. So that's one of the things we're looking to do. We're also wanting to try and take back the assets for the town. That's the town hall, the parks, car parks. They were all originally owned by Macclesfield Borough, and when it all became a unitary authority and Cheshire East came into being, they took everything over. Now we have our town council again. This is now the second term of the town council. We are really wanting to try and regain our assets and get the town hall back.
Forgive me for asking. Do you have to buy them back, or do you ask to look after them again, or how does all that work?
Well, we are looking to have them transferred. Okay. So they would be transferred and we would take over the running costs. And We feel that, for an example, the town hall, it doesn't get used as it used to. I can remember in the good old days, we would have lots of events here in the assembly room, mayor's ball, you know, lots of things like that. And people would come here. It was their town hall and they would have events here. That's not really happening that much. There are meetings here, but what about the social stuff and the community stuff? And so the town council is wanting to take the town hall back for the use of the community. And of course, talking about balls, as the mayor, I'm raising money for my charities. And so I have every month a charity event, and I have a ball on the 13th of March this year, and I'm holding it at Shrigley Hall. I can't hold it here in the town hall, it's too expensive, so I'm actually holding it at Shrigley Hall. So please, everybody out there, you know, contact Harriet at the town hall. The local businesses have been really generous, and we've got some spectacular prizes for auction at the ball. Don Massey has given me a £1,000 voucher for jewellery. Hembry Travel are providing a weekend break at a Warner hotel. Pinches Medical, they're providing a full medical that's valued at over £500. We've just got some fantastic auction prizes, and then many raffle prizes up to the value of £100, various vouchers and gifts, meals. We've got a tour round at Forest Gin, so a real variety of experiences and gifts. Substation, the climbing centre, they're giving a session in the on the wall, which will be great. Followed by some refreshments in the cafe. So all my charity events, and as I said, I have an event every month. All those events are in support of my two charities, Just Drop In, who provide support for young people in Macclesfield, and SUSO, Speaking Up, Speaking Out, who support adults with learning disabilities. Both the charities are Macclesfield charities, supporting Macclesfield people. I've been involved with both of them for many years, really, when they both were starting up. And I've stayed loyal with them. They were my charities when I was mayor 5 years ago. And I had to have them as my charities again this year. We're doing very well. We're two-thirds of the way through the mayoral year. And at the last count, I've raised around £3,000 for the charities. But I'm hoping to do even better with the concert and the Mayor's Ball. After that, I've got a tea party, afternoon tea with poetry, in April. And I'm finishing up with a tour of Paradise Mill in May. I am a trustee at the museum. I like to promote the museum, and so it's great to have that as my final charity event. I have a charity event every month. So the February event, which is coming up shortly, is Magic Voices, a concert. They're at the St Michael's Church in the marketplace. They're a fantastic choir. I saw them last year when I was invited to an event at St Albans Church. They blew me away. They were just fantastic. And they so kindly offered to do a concert for me free, so that the ticket money would go to the charities. So Saturday the 15th of February, 7 o'clock, St Michael's Church, £8 a ticket, and that includes a Bucks Fizz at the interval, or a non-alcoholic drink.
So if anybody would like to contact Harriet and inquire about tickets for the Magic Voices concert or the Mayor's Ball at Shrigley Hall, what's Harriet's email address?
Well, they can contact Harriet on Civic, which is CIVIC, at macclesfield-tc.gov.uk. Or they can give her a call on 01625 374 142. And they can then get the details and book their tickets.
Fantastic. What else is happening in Macclesfield then for 2020?
Well, we've got housing in the town. Craven House, I'm sure people walking around the town will have seen scaffolding up there and wondering what's going on. And Craven House is being converted into apartments. Quite a number, I think 60 or more apartments, all mostly one bedroom, but I think there may be some ones that have more bedrooms. But generally, quite small apartments for starter homes, really, and for people who like that sort of a property. Gives them a start, gives them a place in the centre of the town. So that's coming forward. The council are also hoping to do something about the pavilion in the South Park, which, as everyone knows, it's gone into rack and ruin, really. And we need facilities in the park. Look at the lovely cafe they've got in West Park. So South Park needs something like that. It's very well used. They have the park run there now. So the council would like to have that transferred as an asset. Not that it's really an asset, but, you know, the actual site, to be able to have that in the council ownership so that we can build a pavilion there for people to use toilets and the cafe and be a nice focal point. What I'd love is to have a pavilion, a two-level pavilion with a balcony in the top, a cafe in the top with a lovely balcony which you can sit on and look out over the lawns to the lake. I call it a lake. Some people say it's the South Park Pond, but I think it's the lake.
We notice in the press there's some major work going on in the town centre later on this year. Can you shed any light on that one?
Well, this is all improvements to the public realm, and it's about time, I'd say.
So what's actually happening to it then?
Well, I don't have a lot of details because, unfortunately, when Cheshire East were deciding what they were going to be doing, they wouldn't allow the town centre councillors to take part in the consultations and debate on it in their meetings. They wouldn't let the local councillors or the town councillors, the town council, get involved. So we didn't have any say in it. Now, funnily enough, they are now arranging a meeting next month to discuss what's going to be happening on Chestergate, which of course isn't part of that original public realm debate, but they're holding a meeting and inviting the local councillors to come to that to look at what will be done on Chestergate. So I think because of there's been quite a bit of criticism in from some quarters, they're realising, yes, they do need to get the local councillors on board, the town council on board, to give their opinion and their suggestions as to what will happen to improve the public realm. So it's your pavements, your seating, just the general look of the streets.
Is it the safety of it then, or is it the look of it, just a cosmetic thing?
Well, I think they go hand in hand, really. You need because you do need proper materials, because you can see now that we have vehicles coming through, we have a pedestrianised town centre, but it's so abused by vehicles, delivery vans or, well, just your general resident who decides they're going to use it as a shortcut. And the materials that have been used on the roadway that's really meant as pedestrian, those materials are not of a level to support heavy traffic. And so that they're getting broken and dislodged. So all that needs to be put right. And, of course, hopefully we can be involved with the look of it. More flowers, of course, for our Britain in Bloom. So I'm hoping that at the end of it, we will have a really attractive town centre. But there is work to be done, definitely.
OK, Madam Mayor, anything else on the agenda for this episode?
Well, the Town Council are very keen to provide a community bus service, if possible. Bus services are being cut left, right and centre, and for the people who are using them, they find they're really expensive. So we've been looking at how locally people can get into town from the estates on round the edge of town and to come into town. And what we would like to do, we've only got a we're forming a working group to look into it, so we don't know the feasibility yet. But what we would like to do is to run a community bus service that would loop in and out of town, round the different estates, and most importantly, when it comes into town, to actually run down Sunderland Street and past the medical centre. So many of the commercial buses finish at the bus station, and that's a heck of a trek down then to the medical centre for families and for elderly people. Whereas if we can have a service that would go past the medical centre, that would be really convenient for people. And we would be looking at having a very simple system of a pound a ticket, because I know coming into town from the estates, it's a few pounds return to get in and out of town. And for a lot of people, if they've got to do that every day, it's beyond their pocket, really. So that's one thing we're considering, and just seeing if the council could help in some way with that. We're hoping that something will come from that. The climate and climate change is really a major topic, and in Macclesfield we have various groups who are very keen on climate change and trying to improve the environment. The town council itself has said that it's supporting the environment and obviously wanting to do whatever it can to help to prevent more climate change. So planting trees, of course, is always something which people can do to help in that situation. And the town council have decided that they, wherever they can, they will plant trees. So we've made inquiries about planting trees in South Park. There's an area in the park that is not useful for people to play sports on or particularly walk over. We've found we can probably plant 50 trees on that area. So the inquiries are being made about that, and we've passed in the budget, we've passed out services. We made a decision the other night to buy 50 trees and plant them in South Park. There's another area of land off Fence Avenue that we may be able to plant trees on. It's a area of land for development, but part of it, because of the levels of the land, housing can't be built on it, and we may be able to have that possibly for a community orchard. So again, they're all just ideas that we're looking at, but they're all things that we want to progress over this year. People might have seen our town ranger out and about around the town. He's got his yellow high-vis jacket on, and he gets out and about responding to issues raised by residents, cleaning up grot spots. He also looks out for areas where we can add more to our Britain in Bloom route and our flowers. And he's in contact with the residents. He chats with the residents while he's working in the various areas around the town. You know, he's gathering volunteers there for people who want to make a difference to their environment and help with the planting for the Britain in Bloom floral displays. So he's doing a great job. Very popular. We all say he's much more popular than any of the councillors. He is just so popular. He's a great chap. And we are now hoping to extend the service and take on a second ranger. So we'll be doubling the service we can provide to the residents. It's very popular, and we think it's well worth the money that it costs to keep the streets clean and provide that service.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, for your time, and obviously this is episode one of your regular podcast.